My guest tonight, legendary author who's written so many novels and short stories, a wonderful man and author. His latest book is Faithful. Two diehard Boston Red Sox fans chronicle the historic 2004 season. Please welcome Stephen King. Sir, come on out.
I'm fine. How are you?
I love this, man. The book is called Faithful, written by yourself and Stuart Onan. You wrote this book not knowing.
Right. I didn't know anything.
Have you written one every year for like 50 years?
Stuart asked me to give you this thing here. This is like the token of the Red Sox. It says, I'm an idiot too.
I'm an idiot too. Is that's the swag that's sort of, that they were giving out?
You know, they gave it out around the time of the election. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
With what happened up there?
Anyway, that's yours, John.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I am also an idiot, so I appreciate that. But this seems to be a remarkable leap of faith that you're writing this book.
That's why it's called Faithful, because it was a leap of faith.
You taking a swing at me? Because I'll come at you. But
no,
it is,
man.
It's,
no.
It's, you know, it does. Did you feel magic? Did you feel there was something in the air? What made you decide this was the year
we're
going to do this?
We really didn't. Stuart and I got to know each other as writers. He's a novelist. I'm a novelist. Mm-hmm. And you really can't talk too much about, well, you got any good ideas today. We bonded over baseball. And so his agent came to him and said, you want to do a book about the Red Sox this year? And he said, well, let me ask Steve. Maybe he'll come in on it with me. So he talked to me about it, and I was doing a bunch of stuff, and I said, well, I'll contribute. But I've got like an addict personality, and the more the season went on, the more the wheels started to go around,
really?
And the more
you're,
I got involved with it.
Obsessive?
Yeah. Hmm. Obsessive compulsive.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
kind of
I would think
way.
Someone who's written 3,000 books would not have an issue like that.
I know. It doesn't seem that way. I hide it rather well, but there it is.
And so that's the genesis of it. Was there ever any talk of, you know, Stuart, we could write this book and they could come in third? And
Yeah. There were like, we saw like three possible outcomes. One, they do really well and we got a terrific book. One is they really go in the toilet, and we've got a terrific book because people like to read about things that go splat. I mean, that's the American way. But the third thing was, what if they turn out to be really mediocre? And in July and in June, it looked like it was going to be that way. And I ended up writing a little bit about how I would tune in all my children reruns in the morning on SoapNet instead of watching sports news because I couldn't stand
you just couldn't take
to watch
it anymore.
I couldn't stand to watch it. So I found out all about JR and JR's evil twin and all that stuff, but I wasn't following the Red Sox too much right then. And
No.
I kind of discovered
you're intriguing
your
me. What about JR's evil twin?
The thing about all my children in Pine Valley, you don't want to go there.
No, I don't. I really don't.
But we could.
No. What are you going to do with
the royalties?
All this,
spend
no,
them.
Stop.
Spend them. I'm going to buy season tickets. The price went up.
What are you going to do with all this joy? What are you going to do with this release of pain and anger that the Red Sox have obviously had you in their grasp of? Is your next book going to be about a car that helps people? What's...
I'm going to Disney World.
You're going to Disney World?
I don't know. I don't know. It's impossible to say, you know. My son and I have been Red Sox fans ever since like he was 8. He got baptized in the 1986 World Series. He was like a 7-year-old kid. Goes out of game 3 against the Mets crying. I say, now you're a Red Sox fan, you know.
Today, so, sir, you are a man.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. So we look at each other when, you know, Folk underhanded to Mankiewicz for the final out, and we hardly knew how to celebrate after all that. But we'll find a way. I mean,
did you think to a certain extent that maybe they'll still lose somehow? Like
right up until
at the end of it,
out.
Ashton Kutcher walks out and it's a whole big sham.
No, but I was prepared to see everything go belly up right until the final out.
Was it anticlimactic to have it happen in 4 games and not 7 and not have it come down to some dramatic?
I don't think so, because
late,
you know,
home run?
I don't like to say this in New York, but in a way, sticking it to the Yankees was like.
That was the thing.
Yeah. I mean
the man has killer spiders, beware!
It's like, hey, who's your daddy now, you know?
You know what's sad? Worse than being a Red Sox fan in terms of the Yankee complex, I'm a Mets fan. So I don't even get a seat on that bus.
Man, I don't
See,
even
look what
go
happened.
There.
We're in New York. Red Sox fan got huge ovation. Yankees got huge ovation. I said Mets. One guy in the corner went, you sap.
Yeah.
You poor, sad sap.
But you might have Pedro Martinez in his declining years.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Maybe they'll bring Christy Mathewson back. It'll be
anything's possible.
It's a Darryl terrible
Strawberry's
thing.
Out there somewhere.
What's going to be? Stop it. So, let me ask you this. Who's going to be in the movie of this?
Well, I'd like to see Johnny Damon because I think he's got real star power.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to see these guys play themselves.
Really? Would you actually like to see a little movie of sort of a Boys of Summer type thing going here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you be involved? Why don't you direct it?
Well, I'm not sure we could afford the payroll considering what these guys would pay.
I think you'd do okay. Do it out of joy.
Out
just
of joy.
Pure joy.
Yeah, just tell them, guys, come on, let's...
Let's just do it.
Yeah, my uncle's got a ball field. Let's put on a show.
Right now, people are going, happy Stephen King.
Yeah, I know, it's...
Well, maybe at some point, baseball can kill someone.
That's...
If fingers crossed. Well, it's a wonderful story, a great leap of faith, and an admirable tradition that you've established.
We
here.
Picked a great year. What can I say?
Absolutely. Faithful's on the bookshelves now. Stephen King, everybody.